that, Father Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth will go forth with power and authority to heal, to deliver, to fill, to bring people to transformation in the name of Jesus. I pray and I commit even the listeners, wherever they are, that Lord, fill them with a portion of your spirit, that they will be able to understand what I'm about to share. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want you to go with me to the book of, go with me quickly to the book of First Kings 18, 41 to 43. First Kings 18, 41 to 43. Hallelujah. This is what the word of the Lord is saying. And Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of rushing of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. And he bowed himself down on the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, "Go up now, look towards the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again 7 times. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. This was the time that the nation of Israel had suffered drought for so many years. Praise be to God. For 3.5 years, the whole land had not seen any rain. Praise be to God. For all that time, the land had not seen any rain. And you know, when there's no rain in the land, hallelujah, praise be to Jesus, the people suffer, because people are not able to do farming and many, many things. And when there's no food in the land, the people suffer. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is the time the man of God is returning. In the midst of wilderness, in the midst of suffering, in the midst where the rain was largely needed. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And then he tells, "Go up and eat, for there is sound of the rushing of rain." Hallelujah. Do you know, as a man of God, we see things through the eyes of faith. We create possibilities where there is no possibility. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that's why sometimes it's difficult to understand a man of the spirit or a woman of the spirit, because they see things before they happen, whether positive or negative. Praise be to Jesus. So when you see somebody has made certain decisions, hallelujah, you need to respect their decision, especially when they are man of God or a woman of God. Praise be to God, because you may not understand the reason why they have made the kind of decisions they have made. Elijah is telling Ahab that, "Go and eat and drink, because there is a sound of the rushing of rain." It begin with a sound. It begin with a stirring. There are things that God has to stir up in the spirit. Praise be to God, for things to come to pass. Praise be to Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Do you know, sometimes your world in the spirit may be so clouded, but you are not able to receive the things that God has already released, because there are so much things that are happening in the spirit realm that is clouding your world. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. You might be living beyond your means. You might be living beneath your means, because there are things that God God has released upon your destiny, upon your life, upon your family, that you are yet to experience because your heaven is clouded. Praise be to Jesus. But it began by the sound of the rushing of rain. I hear the sound of the rushing of rain. I hear the stirring in the spirit that God is changing situation. I'm hearing the stirring on the spirit that God is turning destinies around. In the mighty name of Jesus, I hear the sound of the spirit that situations are changing. I hear the sound of the spirit that God is changing people's dignity. God is removing people from poverty to wealth. In the mighty name of Jesus, is changing your story, whether the devil like it or not. The people who knew you yesterday will not know you tomorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus, because there is a sound that is changing every situation. There is a sound that will change your ministry to not from nothing to something. In the mighty name of Jesus. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. Do you know sometimes when people go to eat and drink, us as men of God, we are going to Mount Carmel. We are going to the place of prayer. We are going to the place where we bow ourselves. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says Elijah bowed himself down on earth and put his face between his knees. He bowed himself like this and put his face between his knees. Do you know that is a very difficult position to be? Is a place of complete surrender to God. Is a place where you are praying yourself out. You are crying out yourself out. You know, there are people that see the results, but they don't know how the result came to play. Praise be to Jesus. You might be the one, you are seeing the healings in the church. You are seeing the miracles in the church. You are seeing the deliverance in the church, but you don't know the process that the man of God went through. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. For you to be able to see the things you are seeing in the church, for you to be able to see the power of God in the church, for you to be able to see the miracles that are happening in the assembly, for you to be able to see the power of God, there is a Mount Carmel that men of God has to go through. There is a Mount Carmel where they have to bow down their heads and cry out unto the Lord and bring out those things that are in the spirit into physical manifestation. There are things that are already done, because Jesus said that it is finished. Praise be to God. Our healing is already finished. Our deliverance is already finished. Our breakthrough is already finished. Our transformation is already finished. But these things are in the spirit, and we need to enter the spirit to bring the things that are in the spirit onto the physical manifestation. It was in the spirit, the rushing of abundance of rain. But it couldn't come down until the man of God went into the place of prayer and began to call that which was in the spirit, the abundance of rain, onto the physical manifestation. There are things that God has already released, but they are waiting on you to enter into the place of prayer. They are waiting for you to enter into the place where you shall cry out unto God and pray that the things that the Lord has already released to come into physical manifestation. The Lord has already released healing. The Lord has already released miracles. But it's our responsibility to enter into the spirit and bring healing down. It is our responsibility to enter into the spirit and bring mantles down. It is our responsibility to enter into the spirit. Tabazanda le peketere de bihende le kotopa metele parede baranta pakatele de mana zeka pakatoro dobo yinte perede bazanda le peketoro bozanda barata pakataya ye pakatora bakatele ketaya ze pakatoro dobo yinte perene manta le pokotoparada. We bind every forces of darkness. darkness. We bind every attack of the enemy. We bind every wickedness in the mighty name of Jehovah. We bind every principality in the air trying to block our prayers, trying to block whatever God has already released in the mighty name of Jesus. Rekata bahanda le peredaya zepekete perede bahanda. The man of God has to enter into the spirit. Hakashataba. There could be prophecy of God upon your life, but you have to enter into the place of the Spirit to bring that prophecy to manifestation. There could be a word of God upon your life, but you have to enter into the Spirit and bring that word to manifestation in the name of Jesus. And he said to the servant, go up and look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. You need to be tenacious. When you want something from God, you cannot afford to give up easily because you prayed 1 time. You cannot afford to give up easily because you prayed 2 times. You cannot afford to give up easily because you prayed 3 times. Pray until something happens. Continue to cry out to God. Because God is hearing from heaven and he will not delay anymore. Even when it doesn't look like something is happening, I am telling you, there is a star in the Holy Ghost. Rapakata bazende. Even when it seems like people are not hearing you, I am telling you, people are hearing you. Even when it seems that people are not watching you, yekapakata, they are watching you. Even when it seems like nothing is happening, I am telling you, there is abundance of rain. The devil cannot stop the will of God concerning your life. The devil cannot stop the purposes of God concerning your future. It doesn't matter how many principalities stands against you. It doesn't matter how many demons stands against you. It doesn't matter how many challenges that are standing against you. It doesn't matter how many witches that are rising against you. The will of God, the plans of God concerning my future, concerning my life, cannot be thwarted with wickedness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am called to do the will of God. In the mighty name of Jehovah, no devil, no power, no hell will be able to block me to fulfill the will of God concerning my destiny. I am called to preach to nation. I am called to preach to nation. I am called to draw crowds to the kingdom of God. I am called to draw souls to the kingdom of God. I am called to bring establishment of God's house. I am preserved in the hands of God. He has invested his jealousy upon my life. Those that want me to die, they will be the one to die. Those that want me to go down, they will be the one to go down. Because it is written, they move from grace to grace. We shall not move backward but forward ever. In the mighty name of Jesus, Zaparata Bahala, Yepeketene Mihendeledaya, Zikatokoladia Mahanda. We are moving from grace to grace in the mighty name of Jesus, because it's not by might, neither by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. The will of God will be accomplished in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, the purposes of God, the thoughts of God, to give us a future and a hope, will be accomplished in our lives and destiny. We have to bring Hashatala Bababushaya. Zepetele de mahanta la da babozaya.
Zekandolo dobo zike tele de bahandalada. Zapapa zek peredaya. Rapamahando. I want you to open your mouth, begin to pray. Help me to pray, because there are things that the Lord is stirring. Because it seems like there's no help that is coming your way. It seems like your ministry is not growing the way it should be growing. It seems like you are on your deathbed and no help is coming. It seems like you are in that place of hopelessness. It seems like you are not able to get that job you need. It seems like you have been barren forever and you are in need of a child. And the doctors are saying there is no hope for you. As we pray in the Holy Ghost, there is a stir in the spirit. The servant have gone now six times. He has gone now six times. And he looked upon the heaven. And it looked like there's no any form of rain. There's no any evidence of rain. But as we pray in the Holy Ghost, there's something that the Lord is stirring. A cloud is about to form above your head. Rapakata palera. Zepekete pelekato. Lepeni mehete peketela. Ye katora bakatara bayana. Ye pekutarika tepelera. Rapapapapapapa. Repapapapapa. Rapapapapapa. Rapapapapapapa. Maparepapapozera. Mekatopa ragadolopa. Ye pakatapakatalagaya. Ye kotopa rekete peke. Rapana mandoro bakatabarara. Rapakatapakatapa. Rapakatapakate. Repekete pakata. Rapapapapapa. Ragadagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagal In the name of Jesus, the Lord is creating possibility where there is no possibility. The Lord is creating a way where there is no way. The Lord is sending help on your way. The Lord is creating a child on that womb. He's breathing upon your womb. He's breathing upon your womb. The Lord is opening your eyes right now. The Lord is raising you from that sick bed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, He is removing you. The chains are breaking. Alakatapa, ropakatapa, repakatapa, yepakatapa, matapakata. Le pakatapa, makatapa, le peketepa, la pakatopa. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ojalabababosai. Vessels who will bring the rain must be in the place of prayer. Vessels that will bring the rain must be in the place of prayer. Go to the next one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the Lord. Hokoto robo zaya. Zekoto lobo honta dekata. Hallelujah. Let's continue reading. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hakala gidede bo sandara babu zaya. Zepa katara da babu zanda. And at the seventh, and at the seventh time, he said, the seventh time, behold, a little cloud like a man's hand is rising from the sea. A little cloud like a man's hand is rising on the sea. I am telling you, there's a cloud that is rising from the sea. There's a cloud of God's favor that is rising from the sea. There's a cloud of God's glory that is rising from the sea. There's a cloud of God's anointing that is rising from the sea. There's a cloud of God's grace that is rising from the sea. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God. There is a cloud of God's power that is rising from the sea. It is coming your way. It is coming to change your situation. It's coming to heal you. It's coming to deliver you. There is a cloud arising from the sea. Whether the devil like it or not, the man of God has prayed and something has to happen. The Bible says that Elijah was a man like us, but he prayed fervently that it should not rain in Israel, and it did not rain for a period of 3.5 years. But the time comes when he prayed again, and there was abundance of rain. Tonight we are praying that every wilderness in our life must melt, because there is abundance of rain, there is abundance of anointing, there is abundance of glory. Akuja baratu azika pokotua yepeketeli wakayandu wakatara biendwa lapakata parekadi ya kalagada yeketepela biende. The desert is about to turn to a pool of water. Yepakata baratapa. Your heart has dwelled in the place of a desert. You are about to become a prophetess. You are about to become a man of God. You are about to become a prayer warrior. Because the cloud is rising from the sea. The cloud is rising both from the bottom of your stomach. The cloud is rising. Oh, the crowd is rising in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what the devil has said. It doesn't matter what witches have said. It doesn't matter what your brothers, your sisters have said. What matters is what the Lord of hosts has said. He has said that I have a future for you, not a future to destroy you, but a future to give you hope. Makapalagua yepe katoba lape. He is about to make a way where there is no way. He is about to create water in the wilderness. There shall be pools of water. A place that people laughed. They said you will mount to nothing. But God has said something else. The Lord has said something else. They said this one is nothing. This one will end with nothing. Oh, bazatala bihene mihentele debaya. Zepakonto bolete peketele debaya. But the Father has the final say. It doesn't matter the situation, the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord that has the final say. Hakajada babo zande. He said that a cloud like a Haman's aunt is rising from the sea. And he said again, go up and say to Hab, prepare your chariot and go down, lest the rain stop you. And in a little while the heavens grew black with cloud and wind, and there was a great rain. Tell somebody there is a great rain coming your way. There is abundance of rain. Not a normal rain. A rain that will change your life for eternity is coming your way. A rain that will change your situation for eternity is coming your way. A rain that will prepare you for the coming of the Lord is coming your way. A rain that will open doors of your ministry is coming your way in the name of Jesus. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his garment and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. I am telling you, there's anointing that is about to come upon your life that will take you farther than people who have gone ahead of you. People that bypassed you in life, you shall bypass them. By the grace of God, there is an anointing that is coming to lift you higher. There is an anointing that is coming to take you to the higher ground. There is an anointing overtaking anointing. You shall be able to redeem the ears that you had lost. The Lord will give you double for your trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus. The ears that you waited upon the Lord will return them back to you. The time of waiting, the Lord will return them back to you. In the name of Jesus. The Bible said that Elijah was running by foot, but yet he overtook Ahab. Praise be to God. He was running by foot, but yet he overtook Ahab. Oh, Kalagada. When the anointing of God is upon your life, it doesn't matter how far they have run ahead of you. It doesn't matter how far they have gone ahead of you. When the glory of God is upon your life, it doesn't matter how you started. It doesn't matter how long you have dwelt in that wilderness. God is about to take you farther. God is about to carry you in his wings. God is about to show the world that with me, whatever man has said is impossible is possible with me. For with God nothing shall be impossible. No situation shall be impossible with God. In the name of Jesus. It takes faith to see what the Lord is doing. Glory be to God. It may just be a man's hand cloud, but God is about to turn it to a thick cloud. It might be that small door that you think that the Lord has opened, but God is about to turn it to a double gate. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The things of God may start small, but they end big. No wonder the Bible said, do not despise the days of humble beginning. I want to tell somebody, do not despise the days when you are small, because God is about to make you big. God is about to grow you, but you will outgrow your nations. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is about to create a nation out of you, because you will become too big for your generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will become too big for your nation. You will become too big. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But it takes faith. It takes faith to see the doings of God. It takes faith. Let us move. It takes faith to see the doings of God. Hallelujah. It takes faith to see the doings of God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Leviticus 26, verse 4 to 6. Then I will give you your rains in their season, and the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last to the time of the grape harvest, and the grape harvest shall last to the time of sowing. And you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land securely. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will remove harmful beasts from the land, and the sword shall not go through your land. Praise be to Jesus. The promises of God are yes and amen. The Lord has promised that he will give the rain in due season. How many people believe that the time we live in, the church needs the rain? What kind of rain do we need? There's a rain that comes in the beginning of the season. That rains open the ground for the seed sowing, praise be to Jesus. And there's a rain that comes in the end of the season, praise be to God. It's called the latter rain, praise be to Jesus. At the hour we live in, what we need is the latter rain. And God has promised in his word that he gives rain in due season. I believe we live in a time where we need the rain in due season. Praise be to Jesus.
We need the rain in the house of God. We need the rain of the miraculous. We need the rain of healing. We need the rain of revival in our midst as never before. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We need the sustaining rain. The latter rain is what sustains the crop. Praise be to God. Because if the latter rain delay, the crops that have already grown will wither. If you are a farmer, praise be to God, probably you planted maize. Hallelujah. And your maize have grown to a certain height. And then the latter rain fails. You will hear the farmers will begin to cry because their maize will begin to wither. Praise be to God. We live in a critical time in the dispensation of the house of God that as a church we need the latter rain. Praise be to God of Nazareth. We need the sustaining rain that will carry us to the next season. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we need to cry out unto the Lord to release the rain in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We will continue from there. Hallelujah. I want us to prepare for the Holy Communion. Praise be to God. I want us to prepare for the communion in the name of Jesus. I hope the word has blessed your heart, wherever you are listening from. I hope this word that has been spoken, that has been shared, has blessed your spirit. Hallelujah. But I want us to prepare for the communion in the mighty name of Jesus. I will continue with the teaching. Hallelujah. And I hope this word will bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We worship you. We give you praise. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord of Jesus, I prevail over sickness, oh, by the blood of Jesus, I prevail over sickness. Alaboko to say, I prevail. I prevail. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I prevail. I want us to go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We are going to read from there. But in the following 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 17. But in the following instruction I do commend you, because when you come together, it is not for the better but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I believe it in part. For there must be function among you, factions among you, in order that those who are gaining among you may be recognized. And when you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes angry and another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and to drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do it in remembrance of me." In the same way, as he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in the remembrance of me." I want you to take a few minutes just to bow down wherever you are and just ask for God's mercy if there is anything that may block you from partaking of this Holy Communion. Praise be to God. Go before the Lord in repentance in the name of Jesus and ask for mercy. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. My drink and my bread is ready here. Hallelujah. Please prepare yours in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray. But I want you to bow down before the Lord and just ask for mercy, ask for forgiveness, that you may not take this communion in vain. Praise be to God, because your heart has to be right with God in order to partake of the body of Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We worship you. We give you glory. And Father, we present ourselves and we ask for your mercy. Whatever we have done, not according to your will, we pray that, Lord, you may forgive us in the name of Jesus. Forgive even those that are partaking by faith, oh Lord. If there is anything in their life that doesn't look like them, may you remove it in your mercy, in your blood. That, Father, we surrender the bread. We surrender the drink, the cup. We commit it in your able hand. Let it be sanctified for your glory. In the name of Jesus, even those that are connecting over their home, over their houses, over the radio, over the podcast, mighty Father, I pray that let them connect by faith. Let whatever they have presented before the Lord be sanctified, be consecrated. Let the power of the cross come upon this communion. Let the power of the blood come upon this communion. Let the breath of the Spirit come upon this communion. I pray that these vessels are turning from ordinary to extraordinary. This bread is turning from ordinary bread to super ordinary bread. This drink is turning from ordinary drink to super ordinary drink. The blood of Jesus and the body of Jesus, I present it before you, Jehovah God, in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. I want you to take your bread. Hallelujah. And let us partake on it together. And now take the drink and let us partake on it together. By the blood of Jesus, I prevail over sickness. Oh, I prevail, I prevail. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I prevail. Just begin to thank God for the blood. Begin to thank Him. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you glory. We give you thanksgiving. Mighty Father, we thank you for the blood that you shed on Calvary. We thank you for partaking on your body in the name of Jesus. Zaparete tepahanda. We are connected by the blood of the covenant. The blood of Jesus. Zaparete tepahanda ladaya. That Father, we pray, Lord, even as we partake of this covenant, in the name of Jesus, any other wicked covenant is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Any other dark covenant that is following our life from our mother's house, from our father's house, is thereby broken in the name of Jesus, because now we are connected by the blood of the Lamb. We are connected by the blood of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We are connected by the blood of the Savior of the world. We are connected by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray that any other covenant that is not of you is thereby finished, is thereby broken. Any covenant that is speaking sickness, any covenant that is speaking poverty, any covenant that is speaking delay, any covenants of the devil that are bringing shame is destroyed. Every covenant of premature death is destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb. Any diabetes following life
bloodline line is thereby destroyed. Any sickle cell is thereby consumed. In the mighty name of Jesus, any form of cancer that is flowing through the blood lineage is thereby destroyed. By the blood of Jesus, by the finished work of the cross, I decree healing, I decree breakthrough, I decree deliverance upon God's children in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will walk in the abundance of grace, but will walk in the grace that is supplied from Calvary in the name of Jesus, and nothing thereby shall harm their home, nothing thereby shall harm their business, nothing thereby shall harm their children, nothing thereby shall harm their marriage, because they are connected, they are intertwined by the blood of Jesus, the blood that reconciles us to the will of God, the blood that brings us to the ministry of reconciliation, that our relationship with the Lord is thereby restored, and whatever is of past is now gone, and the new has come. Whatever is of past is now gone, and the new has come in our life. The new us is thereby awakened. The past is gone. The new man is now awakened to fulfill the will and the purposes of God. In the name of Jesus, nothing thereby can bring us down. No curse can bring us down. No generational strongholds can bring us down. In the mighty name of Jesus, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the redeemed. We have been redeemed through the precious blood of Jesus. We have been redeemed, and every curse is thereby broken. Every curse is thereby broken. Every curse without cause shall not stand. In the mighty name of Jesus, we take refuge under the blood of the Lamb. We take refuge under the powerful blood, the magnificent blood, the redeeming blood. We hide under the blood of Jesus. We hide our homes. We hide our city. We hide our marriage. We hide our nation under the blood of the Lamb. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we shall see the light of His glory under this blood. We shall experience His power under this blood. We shall experience healing in our body under this blood. We shall experience divine protection under this blood. We shall experience divine exhilaration under this blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are preserved under the blood of Jesus. We are preserved in Jesus' name. Our lives are preserved under the blood of Jesus. You are a child of God, and the devil has no authority over you. We have been redeemed from the power of darkness to the marvelous light of Jesus. I command every darkness to leave you. I command every demon to leave you. I command every unclean spirit to leave you. I command every bondage to be broken. I command every stronghold to leave you. In the name of Jesus, you are a child of God. You have been purchased. You have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.